Greetings, everyone. I just want to use this opportunity to reflect and respond to the current status of South Africa, wherein in the past few days we have seen lawlessness, people looting shops, people burning infrastructures, anarchy, and disorder. And I want to base my response from the book of Ezekiel, chapter 34, and try to reflect in what is happening from that chapter of Ezekiel. And of course, what we see on that chapter is that leaders have assumed roles. Leaders have been given an opportunity by God to lead the people, to take care of the people, to really give direction to the people. And what we see is that those leaders that Prophet Ezekiel is talking about do not care anymore about the oppressed, do not care anymore about the marginalized, do not care anymore about those who are suffering, those that they need to serve. And this is what we see in our country, that for this hard-end democracy, wherein people died for, wherein people lost so many things fighting for this democracy, there are those amongst us, there are those politicians who really took time to enrich themselves in the expense of majority. And what we see politicians busy with strategies to stay in power than serving the people. And this is evident by what we see when this riot starts, when this disorder starts. You could see that our government is not proactive, but it's reactive to the situation. And you could see that it seems if the government is not capable in handling this situation. There are those who were greedy, and still there are those who were not faithful with the responsibilities that they were given. And eventually today, they are fighting for their lives outside jail. And as and when they do that, they take advantage of the vulnerable. They use the vulnerable. They use the marginalized. Those who are desperate to make the ends meet. And they use them. They put them at the forefront of their own struggle. They put them at the forefront. They use them so that they achieve their objective of lawlessness, disorder, so that the country is unruly. And as in when leaders are supposed to take care of the people, they are supposed to advance the lives of those who are marginalized. What we are seeing today is that those leaders who are greedy, those leaders who are corrupt, those leaders who have been stealing from the state, who are protecting themselves, they go all out there to use the marginalized. And we are seeing the hazardous signs of inequality, landlessness, joblessness, and all these problems are a ticking bomb that can explode sooner or later. And of course, we have seen the evidence of such. But we also see that as in when leaders have neglected their duties, as in when leaders, they are not unifying the people, what we are also seeing is that people are dying in phonics, wherein there are racial tensions, wherein between blacks and Indians, they are killing one another. And that is when people in authority have neglected their responsibility for their own gain. But we are not only talking about political leaders. We are talking about churches. Churches in South Africa, they have turned to prosperity gospels, wherein they are failing to build communities. They are failing to be the light. Yes, faith-based leaders and community leaders in general. Corruption is so deep that even in churches, even in our communities, everyone wants his or her own things to be okay in the expense of others. And also what we are seeing that as in when people have neglected each other, you would realize that there is a high level of substance abuse in our country, wherein people, they are not doing anything about it. Children are dropping out of schools in a high rate. And as in when leadership fails, that's the chaos that we find in the communities. And of course, this is a situation that is worrisome, a situation that all of us, we are concerned about, a situation where all of us, we are saying, but where are we going as the country? What is going to happen in the future? But of course, as in when we read this chapter of Ezekiel chapter 34, there is hope that God will surely defend his people. And what do we see in this kind of a situation? We are able to see that there is opportunities. Even when we are hopeless, there is opportunities. Even when the future is uncertain. But what we have seen in these days is that there are those who are standing up to say, we defend our infrastructure, we defend our jobs, we defend the little that we have, we defend our livelihoods, and we defend our lives. And they said, not in our name. But we also have an opportunity here that as a country, we can stand together. Both blacks and whites, all races, we are able to stand together to say, let's build together. Let's clean together. Let's rebuild South Africa together. And there are those who have risen up to care for the vulnerable, to care for the marginalized, to care for those who cannot make the ends meet. And yes, these are difficult times wherein we are in the midst of a third wave of this pandemic of COVID-19. But yes, we see active citizenry, people rising up to work together to rebuild South Africa under such circumstances. And it also gives us an opportunity that we reflect in our sins and repent from them, to know, to educate one another that looting is not a solution to the problems of inequality, unemployment, and many more that we are facing. That looting cannot address the socio-economic problems that we are facing in South Africa. And we need to educate one another to say, although we are desperate, although future is uncertain, we should never try to solve problems by short-term solutions that will create long-term problems. And we have an opportunity to realize that what is happening is digging a hole for ourselves. We are committing what I call economic suicide that will also impact the next coming generations. We need to reflect and realize that there are many jobs that are lost. There are many jobs that we're still going to lose, and the livelihoods of people is at stake. And we need to know, to reflect and realize that we are destroying one another in the name of politicians who are protecting each other because they have looted the state. They have looted resources, that which were supposed to save the people. But we need to know that lawlessness culture should not be the order of the day. We need to correct whatever that is going wrong. But what should be the solution of these problems that we are facing? Problem of lawlessness, disorder, unemployment, inequality that is deepening. Firstly, we need to invite God. We need to pray for our leaders, as the word of God says unto us. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, 1, verses 1 to 2, Romans 13, verse 1, we are called to obey these leaders. We are called to pray for them. We are called to pray in and out of season. But we are also called, as part of the solution, to be the light of the world. As churches, we should not keep quiet. As churches, we should rise up and face this demon that we are confronted with. One other thing that we must consider is a solution. That Christians, we have got a tendency of standing by the fence, and we think that there is no role to play. We blame politicians, we blame everyone, and we, at this point in time, will be blaming even the ANC to say they are the author of this problem. But we are called to speak truth to power. And that's what 2 Timothy 1 verse 7 teaches us, that we are not given the spirit of fear, but we are given the spirit of courage. We are given the spirit of hope, wherein things, when things are going wrong, we need to speak truth to power. We need to rise up when things are going wrong, to speak about them, to condemn them, so that we have a prosperous South Africa. But one other thing is that we need to have a heart to serve one another. In this country, there are many rich black people. There are many rich white people. There are many rich Indian. There are many rich Chinese, and so on and so on. So we are called to unite and fight these hazardous signs, which is unemployment, which is lawlessness, inequality, and so on. We need to rise up with the resources that God has blessed us with and serve one another. And failure, which if we cannot, we are confronted by these lawlessness. And therefore we are called to be the light. We are called to take care of one another. We are called to serve one another under all circumstances. And it's a humble call to those that God have blessed them with resources, that you need to rise up irrespective of color and really serve one another and really commit our lives to one another. For if we claim to love God and we cannot love one another beyond issues of color, beyond race, then we cannot say we love God. And God is calling us to say, it is in your hands. You need to be the agents of transformation. You need to rise up and do what is required and really serve one another. And this is what we are called to do. So those who have means should uplift others. Those who are blessed, they are blessed to bless others. The task to rebuild South Africa, to rebuild our country, is in our hands. The task to safeguard what we have in this country is in our hands. And we need to really serve one another. We need to be there for one another. And of course, God will use us. God will be with us. God will strengthen us. God will continue to bless us so that we are people who are able to rise up under these circumstances and address the problems of inequality, address the problems of unemployment, address the problems that most of the people in South Africa, they are poor, they are out of jobs, and we need to uplift one another. And this is a rainbow nation, that which the visionaries would have thought about. And whether you are black, whether you are white, whatever race that you are, you need to say, let me be a human being. Let me have passion of my brothers and sisters beyond racial divide, and we rise up to serve one another, and we rise up and take care of one another, because we are called to serve one another. And that is how God will be able to heal our land. That is how God will be able to bless us as the citizens. And if we fail to take care of one another, surely uprising is in our midst, where we will start to fight each other daily. And this have commenced. But we need to rise up and become the agents of transformation and take care of one another and love one another enough that, as in when I serve a brother, as in when I serve a sister, as in when I serve beyond racial divide, I'm doing it as unto the living God. And we need to rise up and do the right thing. Let's all rise up and surely respond to these current challenges that we are facing, and speak life when people are fighting because of race. And we rise up and speak against inequality by lending a hand, by giving that which I have beyond racial divide. And that's how we are going to rebuild South Africa. So whatever that is happening, whatever lawlessness, whatever that we see, that which it creates in us helplessness, we need to rise up and respond to this challenge and continue to care for one another. Amen.